Perfect. Let me put the microphone on. So I'm here to talk to you about text processing and wonderful things like that. You know, I don't know if you generate documents or look into them ever. Maybe you fill in forms for governments. Maybe you're German. You know what Fachverfahren are. Who knows? It's a wonderful word. Vertical apps. Vertical apps is my take. Anyway, but what you really want are sort of these automatic documents that then allow you to...
German as well.
I think my mouse is screwed. So it's really nice to be able to build forms and pack documents with content and good things. And it's really, really useful. And what we provide, obviously, with Collabora Online, based on LibreOffice technology, just to add that there, is a whole load of functionality and REST APIs that are really, really powerful and allow you to then convert documents to any format you like, obviously. But this is all new stuff we've added recently to be able to extract data out of documents. And Attila here has been doing wonderful work on it. And so we'll look at a bit of that first. And there's a whole lot of transformation stuff, some really, really cool new APIs to manipulate documents. So how do you do that? Well, it's extremely easy. There's some nice REST endpoints. You can see these URL bits that you can add to the end. And you can use curl. The author of curl just won the open source contribution thing, and I like to think it's because you can use Collabora Online to do amazing things. So you know, you can pass in a docx, and out of it you can get all sorts of interesting information in JSON, and we'll see how that works. Or maybe you've got all sorts of interesting information in JSON and some kind of transformation, and so you can put your docx in, or ODT, of course, ODT as well, very important, and then you can pack stuff into it and get a new document out, which you can then edit online or tweak and convert into any format we can export, so PDFs and so on. So there's a whole lot of things that we interact with. Content controls are really nice because users can create their own documents, they can insert fields into them, they can set them up just without any training at all, really. You know, stick boxes in, or maybe you already have lots of forms in formats you already, control, whack them in. That's all great. We can also do cool things, because it's no use just filling forms out. That's quite dull. We need charts of, you know, pretty things. You know, the bill for your electricity bill should have a chart showing how much coal-powered electricity that isn't in it, and that sort of thing. And similarly, document properties. Lots of people have content management systems, and for some reason, they jam loads of stuff, classification, all sorts of properties into the document properties. So it's just great to be able to read, write, manipulate those, again, with this API very simply. And finally, if you've got the AI overlord, it should write your presentation for you. So it would be very nice if you just talk to your computer and say, you know, make an awesome presentation. I'd like to say this is a demo of it, but, you know, anyway, maybe next year. So inserting, deleting, reordering slides, changing layouts, adding content there and so on. And probably, I mean, there's scope for a lot more here. So for those who like reading JSON, you know, there you go. So, you know, this is what you would see in the dialogue. It is what it is, and this is what comes out or goes back in again if you're particularly interesting. So you can see all of this great metadata and semantic data about the document, and then you can of course change it. So you can whack stuff back in of your taste. Similarly, content control. So you can have a whole load of content in your document that's perhaps been filled out, or add more content, ram it into the document. Very simple, incredibly fast. Beautiful to see. Similarly, you can get data out of charts. You know, you can find all those charts your staff have been creating across your whole document corpus and what's in them. And then, of course, you can transform them and change all of these bar charts into these bar charts and with different sorts of data. And you're starting to see some of these sort of sequential commands being sent to, you know, deleting rows, inserting rows, and actually sort of kind of transformation language there for manipulating the charts in various ways. So, yeah, or maybe you just want to fill it with data. You know, you have the chart configured as you'd like it, and look at this. I don't know who these people are, but they're doing good. And lots of data there to go into the chart. Sorry, Attila created these slides beautifully for me, and, yeah. And then, of course, slides. You know, so this is a pretty picture of shuffling slides around and doing all sorts of clever things. For that, and better still, Olivia will be pleased with this. We documented it as well, so this is even, I know. You know, what an example. So you can find a whole lot of things there in the SDK on how that works, And we even have unit tests too. So look at that. I know. But how can you know it's for real? You know, you've got this document from some crazy person, but it would be nice to know that it's actually been properly digitally signed. So we've done a whole lot of work. Miklos has been doing this to actually make sure you get proper electronic signatures. I don't know if you've ever paid your DocuSign bill, but you know you've paid it. You know, there's no uncertainty in your bank balance about this. And so Nicholas actually was very, very eager for us to do some of this stuff. So, you know, partner feedback turned into real code. So I think UI-wise, well, anyway, we'll see in a second. So one of the important things is that you really don't want to share your whole document with a third party. You just really want to, and actually the way almost all of these signing things work, and interestingly, public key encryption as well, is that you have a hash or some other key, some small thing that you're actually signing that isn't your document. It's unique for that document. And those hashes, you know, they vary in different ways. But so with your PDF here, we can hash the bits of the PDF that we care about, and we can then send that over the internet. And Miklos has done some sterling work here, because of course the code originally was not intended to pause at a certain point having hashed your document and then send a thing from the server to the JavaScript client to the web signing authority and then back again all the way back and sign your PDF, but now it does. So it sounds easy, but from a coding perspective, I don't think there's anything terribly easy about it. So that's pretty awesome. It integrates with Nextcloud, so you actually will be able to see this in the next all-in-one image. You should just download it. It should just be able to work. And there's a whole lot of things there with, you know, secure views and all sorts of nice pieces to make this work. So let's pretend we're users. How does this work? Well, you know, we have a document, a PDF here. We can open that up, and we can do this insert signature line. Very simple here, and put it where you want it to look like it's in the right place. Obviously, the document is digitally signed, but it's nice to have a little, symbol that tells you that this is in fact the case. And we use a company called EID Easy, which is pretty awesome, and they provide all sorts of amazing backends to the multitudinous different standards that are used for this. So you can, you know, select your country and which kind of ID, and they will then lead you through that. This amazing ID flow. So there's many different ways that this can work, plugged into your browser, and luckily we don't have to handle that. We have a partner who does all of the really tough signing stuff. Actually, it's the story of my life that, you know, things that seem easy aren't. And so you know, you think it would be easy to authenticate someone, you know, like login. You know, it's just a password, right? You just have a... Yeah, it turns out it's really horrifying, and there's all of these complicated authentication systems, complicated storing files. I mean, how hard can that be? You just save it, right? Oh, I've got to finish. No, it's 2 minutes 51 here, Tyler. But anyway, I heckle. But anyway, it turns out signing is not easy, so you need EID Easy that makes it easy. And and then, of course, you can show the signatures later. Here's a document with a valid thing if you want to use Acrobat. It even says this signature is a qualified EU regulation, blah, blah, blah. Excellent. And so there you go. I think that's pretty much it. It's available, I think, in our current red release. You can just play with it. And it shall be in the next, built on 25.8 LibreOffice technology. Give it a go. Sign your documents. Thank you.